Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Down to a Science by Haley Cass, narrated by Lori Prince. Part 1. The Laws of Motion. An object in motion stays in motion, unless acted upon by an outside force. 1. Ellie Beckett was in her favorite pub the first time she saw Mia Sharp. She was 26, and it was just after 8 at night. It was early September, just after her birthday in late August, and they were in a damnable heat wave, even though it was only a few weeks from autumn in Massachusetts. Ellie was great at remembering details like that. The pub in question was her favorite place to be, due to the fact that it was a total fucking dive, and not like a trendy hipster dive, but like a genuine hole in the wall, with the only entrance being in a back alley. She'd enrolled in college a year early at 17, and had been surrounded by college students nonstop ever since, given that she was now in her final year working on her PhD. Cambridge was full of college students, given it being a home to MIT, Ellie's drug of choice, as well as Harvard, Leslie, yada, 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 education capital of the country and all. So, it was great for her chosen profession. It was less great for the fact that she'd always been kind of a loner with issues making friends, and she did not want to hang out with most of the people she knew from university, or most people in general, and honestly, it felt like they were everywhere. Except for here at the witching hour, her place. It was popular enough for her to not feel like she was a lone weirdo holding the establishment up, but not so popular that she couldn't hear herself think. The floor was dirty, the beer was cheap, and the fried pickles were delicious. Most of all, though, it was a haven for her to simply be. And Megan, the bartender, always let Ellie stake a claim to her own seat at the bar and exist there for hours while she did her research a few times a week. She didn't have what most people would call a thriving social life, but then again, she never had. Mostly, it revolved around hanging out with Riley, her twin sister, and Riley's band of friends whenever the occasion brought them together. Sometimes, she had get-togethers with Dominic, her advisor mentor, but according to Riley, she wasn't allowed to count him as part of her social circle. Oh, and Megan. But Riley always gave her an exasperated look whenever Ellie referred to Megan as her friend. Overall, Ellie was generally content with the way everything had turned out in the last few years. Things were good. She was good. The pub was good. Tame and low-key. Ellie enjoyed being there by herself a couple of days a week. She enjoyed having a single drink on her nights there, always taking a long deliberation before making her decision. She brought Riley a handful of times, but not often. This place, it was hers. She even had the bar stool with her name on it. Okay, so it didn't actually, but she always sat in the same one every time since she'd wandered in 3 years ago. And the one time Ellie had sat in another seat, Megan had mocked her about being in the wrong place and had feigned not recognizing her. Ellie took that to heart. And Ellie was sitting right there in her spot where the stool faced the door, when she walked right in. The woman's hair was long and dark, falling loosely over her shoulders, as she wore a buttoned-up linen shirt tucked into a tight pair of jeans. Her hands were slipped into the back pockets of said jeans, and her hips swayed with confidence as she walked. It should have been funny that she seemed like she owned the room, really, because she had to have stood at just over 5 feet, if an inch. But her eyes took in every single nook and cranny, measuring everything and everyone, Ellie included. And she emanated such an aura that she knew exactly who she was and where she was, and that she wasn't afraid of anything. She wasn't alone, either. She was followed by a small group of people, mostly men, with one other woman, who were a little rowdy. Ellie wasn't entirely certain why, but she couldn't look away. There was just a feeling in the pit of her stomach like she could barely breathe, and it was unfamiliar. Ellie didn't really care much for the unfamiliar. It was why she loved science and didn't exactly mind being alone. Everything in this crazy fucking world made sense when you were able to rationalize it and study it in scientific terms. And people didn't really like that about her, historically. "First round's on me," she heard the woman say to her cohort, before she started that strut right over to the bar. And Ellie diverted her gaze down into her notebook, just in time for the woman to come to the bar. Far, far closer to Ellie than was typical for people. Part of the reason Ellie liked her seat was because of how far off to the side it was. No one ever even stood near her when they ordered drinks, because it would be inconvenient for them. But this woman did. She stood one stool distance away. So she wasn't right up in Ellie's business, but it was marginally closer than most people ever came unless it was super busy. She froze with the proximity, staring intently down at her notes, but not actually seeing them. "Hey, can I ask what you're drinking?" The woman's voice sounded even better without having to carry all the way through the pub. Ellie didn't quite know how that made sense, but it somehow did. She sounded clear and purposeful, with a register a little huskier than Ellie's own. Ellie froze, staring intently down at her notes, trying to make herself focus. The woman likely wasn't talking to her. Why would she be? Focus. Just another 8 months left in her PhD, and that was it. The notes she was working on for her dissertation for her next meeting with Dominic were important and, "Excuse me, I'm sorry." The woman's voice cut in again, this time a little closer. Close enough that they still weren't touching, but it was unmistakable who she was talking to. Ellie froze again. "Just your drink. What is it?" Ellie slowly turned to look at her, blinking widely. "Me?" The woman gave her a slow smile, and when she grinned, dimples popped and just wow. "Unless you'd prefer for me to fuck off, that's fine too." Usually when she was approached in the bar, she did want the approacher to fuck right off. But normally it was a creepy dude who thought he was being clever or charming or whatever. And they never, ever offered to. She didn't realize she hadn't spoken until the woman's smile slowly dimmed and those dimples disappeared. "Got it, sorry, I'll go order over there." She tilted her head toward the front of the U-shaped bar. Ellie's eyes widened as the woman turned and took a step, and she spluttered out, "Widow Jane!" The woman stopped. "Bourbon, bourbon," the woman said at the same time, and for some reason, it made Ellie snap her jaw shut, her cheeks burning. "Awesome. I thought that's what you were drinking, but I wasn't sure." She shrugged, retucking her hands into her pockets. "I really like something when I can just sip on it. I'm kind of always looking for the single perfect drink when I go out." A self-deprecating grin flashed over her face. "Trust me, I know it's stupid." Ellie only blinked at her, lightly, nervously, she realized, tapping her pen against her notebook. But she was, well, she was surprised, because she felt the same way. Riley commented about whether it was healthy or not to hang out in a pub at the bar, but Ellie wasn't there to drink in excess. It definitely wasn't something anyone else had ever had in common with her, not that she'd found. If you want bourbon, they also have a really good Maker's Mark 46. She cleared her throat before cutting her gaze back to her notes when the woman's eyes stayed on her. The woman opened her mouth to speak, but Ellie never got to hear whatever the words were as Megan appeared on the other side of the bar. "Can I help you?" she asked, slowly, running her eyes back and forth between them. Ellie bit the inside of her lip and kept her head ducked down, curtaining her long, sunny blonde curls over her whole face. "Yeah, sorry." The woman ordered a variety of drinks Ellie assumed were for her group before she finished by saying, "And a glass of the Widow Jane. Neat." She smiled to herself, hunching her shoulders up around her notebook. But she liked that the woman was getting what she was drinking, that she seemed to get Ellie on that little weird thing. That was new. "Thanks for the rec," the woman said to her, as she reached out and took the tray Megan had served up for her to take back to her table.
Yeah,
Ellie managed with a jerky shrug, not looking back up. It felt too weird, she didn't know. She didn't look up from her notes again for a solid 10 minutes, sending a fleeting look across the pub to where the woman was sitting. She'd pulled up a chair at the end of a long booth, and the chair was backwards while the woman straddled it, laughing at something someone said, while she delicately traced her fingers over the top of the glass of bourbon, their shared drink of the evening.
The thought made her rip her gaze away, landing right on Megan on the other side of the bar.
"What?" she asked, a defensive feeling settling in her stomach at the lifted eyebrow of her bartender. Megan grinned.
"Nothing."
"Whatever."
Ellie shook her head and took a hold of her pen, forcing herself to not look toward the back of the room again. It was the first time she saw the woman, but far from the last. Because Dimples, as Ellie started to refer to her in her head, returned to the pub only a week later. She'd waited for it, for her to approach again, the next time she saw Dimples. She held her breath, and her stomach had clenched in anticipation, and she wondered if she should mentally prepare a conversation rebuff.
"Sorry, I'm a little busy," or "I'm working on something really important." Should she say what she was working on? But it didn't really matter in the end,
because Dimples didn't approach her again the second time she came in, or the third time a few days after that, or the fourth time the week after. She was a regular before Ellie even realized it, almost as regular as Ellie herself. Maybe just as much of a regular, really, even if sometimes their nights at the witching hour didn't coincide. "She was here Tuesday," Megan casually informed her, as Ellie sipped a Coke one night while she was poring over the encyclopedia of biomaterials to work into her annotations.
"What? Who?"
Ellie asked, furrowing her brow as she ran a hand through her hair. She just had it cut, so the thick, buoyant curls that were often the bane of her existence now settled right above her shoulders to be slightly more manageable. "The woman with the dimples, dark hair. You were just looking over in the corner where she likes to hang out." Megan arched an eyebrow at her. Ellie shot her a confused look.
"I was not."
"You were?"
"No, I wasn't. I think I'd know if I was looking for someone. I don't even know whoever it is that you're talking about."
With that, Ellie propped her elbow on the bar and buried her face against her hand as she slumped down closer to her book. She wasn't looking. Just because Ellie wasn't looking for Dimples at the pub, though, didn't mean she never noticed her. They were two different things. She could be a very observant person, after all. It didn't take a super observant person anyway to notice that Dimples never came back to the bar with the group of people she'd come in with the first night. Sometimes she came back alone, but more often than not, she brought a woman. Scratch that. She brought women. At first, Ellie kind of marveled at it, at the idea of having so many friends, people that you seem to genuinely want to spend time with, who wanted to genuinely spend time with you. And it always looked so easy for her. She'd stuck with that idea until she'd seen Dimples back one of her friends into the wall, both arms on either side of the other woman, caging her there. But the other woman was smiling, not seeming to mind in the least, before Dimples rocked up and kissed her. It only lasted a few seconds, but the playful smile before it, the teasing lilt of Dimples' head, it made Ellie's stomach clench, her eyes go wide, and her cheeks heated because, oh. It made more sense then why the women who accompanied Dimples swapped out so often, because they weren't just friends at all.
It made less sense for Ellie as to why she felt the need to down her scotch instead of savoring it. Before burying her head right into her book and not looking up again, trying to calm the feeling in the pit of her stomach. This was a feeling she couldn't quantify. At all. It wasn't like it made a difference to her whether Dimples was straight or gay or bi or whatever she defined herself as. Ellie was straight. Plus, she didn't even know the woman. She was playing pool when she finally met Dimples, on a chilly night in early December. It wasn't that she really wanted to be playing pool, but her usual seat had been taken at the bar when she'd come in a half hour ago, and normally, she'd never come to the witching hour on Tuesdays. It wasn't part of the routine, and that threw her off a little bit, in general. She wouldn't even be there if Riley hadn't staunchly insisted Ellie leave their shared apartment. "Elle, you haven't left our apartment in over 4 days," Riley had said, taking a hold of her shoulders and staring her in the eye. Identical twins as they were, no one had ever had trouble telling them apart. Riley hadn't worn her hair in its natural curly state in... Ellie didn't know how long. She'd been getting it treated at a salon routinely ever since they'd been in high school, and she always dressed stylishly, wearing makeup to match. Ellie stared into green eyes, identical to her own, as she'd refuted, "I have to." Riley arched a disbelieving eyebrow. "I took the trash out yesterday, and picked up snacks on Sunday." "Taking the trash right outside and going to the convenience store across the street doesn't count. You need a breather. You can come out with me and Gianna," she offered, giving Ellie one of her trademark sunny smiles.
"Yeah, come with us."
Gianna, Riley's best friend since they met at freshman orientation in college, had called from where she was laying on their couch. She twisted around to face Ellie.
"I can get you in like that."
Gianna snapped her fingers. She was a social media influencer, and she could get them in anywhere, basically. But the idea of going to the new club Riley and Gianna were dying to get into, squeezing into the underground space with tons of other people, it made Ellie shudder. She shook her head. "I think I'm going to definitely pass." Riley shook her shoulders.
"You've been holed up here worrying about your final thesis defense 4 days. Your thesis is brilliant. Science is all you think about. You need to take a break or your brain is going to literally turn into mush."
"Literally turn into mush? Is that a scientific term?" she joked. Riley didn't budge. Instead, she'd made puppy eyes at Ellie, beseeching,
"Just take one night off this week. Just a few hours. It's not healthy, Ellie. Take a break away from your books and your notebooks and your laptop and do anything else.
You know I get worried when you get like this." She always had worried about Ellie when she got super focused. Too focused, she supposed. She always had been. But it had gotten even worse when their dad had died when they'd been 18. Which had led to Ellie's hospitalization the year later, after 6 months of not eating or sleeping enough, pushing herself as hard as she could, as much as she could to distract herself from how shitty life had felt. In the years since, she'd been better and set breaks and limits for herself, which Riley enforced if she felt Ellie wasn't doing it enough on her own. And since there was an extremely small list of people who could actually get Ellie to bend to their will, and her sister was on that list twice, Ellie had sighed and left her books at home. She figured she'd hang out at the pub for a little over an hour, long enough that her sister would be long gone and out enjoying herself, before she went back.
"Hey, can I possibly interest you in some friendly competition?"
A voice shook her out of her thoughts.
"All of the other tables are pretty full."
"You can have it." She was already shaking her head as she looked up, intending to give the table up and leave soon anyway.
"Here, you can have my..."
Her breath caught in her throat, eyes widening when she saw Dimples. And like, Dimples. Those deep creases in both cheeks smiling up at her. Right here, up close and personal.
All of her other words completely fled from her vocabulary, and she could only stare. Dimples continued to smile up at her.
I can have your...
Ellie quickly offered her pool cue so fast she nearly struck the other woman in the head with it. Luckily, the woman seemed to have the reflexes of a cat, and she dodged it. Sorry, you could use the table. I'm sure you... She cleared her throat and flicked her gaze beyond Dimple's shoulder. You'll probably want some privacy. She trailed off, trying to spot who Dimples might have brought with her tonight. But she didn't see any attractive women around, looking like they were waiting on their date. She didn't see anyone that Dimples was giving any attention to, except for her.
No, I was actually hoping you'd want to play against me. It's okay if you don't want to. I get it.
Ellie felt paralyzed and tongue-tied, and the fact that she couldn't quite calibrate why exactly that was messed her up. Still, she managed to find words when those dimples started to dim.
Yeah, that's okay. Playing pool together, I mean, that would be okay.
She continued to offer her pool cue. Manners. The other woman reached out, and the tip of her index finger slid along the underside of Ellie's hand as she wrapped her fingers around the cue, then stayed there. She looked at Ellie with a small head tilt before she offered her other hand.
Mia Sharp, I've seen you around here a lot.
Mia Sharp. She really liked the way that fit. She slid her hand into Mia's, a little surprised at the serious calluses on her hand. An intriguing combination of soft and rough.
Beckett. Eleanor Beckett. She frowned. What? Was she some sort of a fictional action hero? She never even seen those movies. And Eleanor? Ellie. No one calls me Eleanor, except for my mom sometimes, so it's just Ellie.
She took a sip from the water she had resting on the high top next to them, trying to cool herself down and simultaneously quell her confusion as to what Dimples, no, Mia, was doing talking to her.
I've seen you around here, too.
She downed the rest of her water, giving herself a moment to wonder if that was weird to admit. But it should be fine, because Mia admitted it first. Mia only grinned at her, arching an eyebrow as she gestured toward the pool table.
So, a game?
Ellie racked the balls quickly, before gesturing safely, this time, with the new cue she'd grabbed.
You can start.
Mia stepped up to the table and set up her shot to break,
which did very little.
She seemed extremely unperturbed by the fact that she barely made a difference to the setup as she stepped back.
Your turn?
Ellie bit her lip and nodded, feeling the nerves settle in her stomach. She was, well, a lot better at this than Mia. Should she take it easy on her? The thought made her frown as she lined up her shot. She never took it easy on someone playing pool. Never hide your talents, her dad used to say. Why did this make her so nervous? Closing her eyes to take in a deep breath, she focused solely on the task at hand and blocked out everything else. She was good at that. And by the time she missed a shot, she'd sunk 6 out of 7 solids. Only when she backed away from the table did she allow herself to look at Mia again. Her eyebrows were lifted in a look that was obviously impressed. That was also new.
Wow, you really know what you're doing here.
Ellie dug her teeth into her bottom lip as she shrugged.
I mean, it's just science and math.
Mia leaned her cue against the table and perched herself against the small high top across from Ellie, dark eyes glinting up at her in question.
How so?
Like a match ignited inside of her, Ellie nodded vigorously.
I mean, at the root of pool is physics, right? It's an elastic collision of equal masses, so we're just working with the laws of momentum and energy.
She reached out and took one of the balls remaining on the table, holding it up. See? This ball is going to be in motion.
She slid the ball toward another, making them crash. The amount of force I use creates the momentum that this ball is going to use to crash into the other one. And because of the conservation of the momentum, the exact momentum of the first ball has to then be transferred to the second. And in terms of the conservation of energy, well, the balls only have as much energy as you give them. She slid the ball again, harder, making the collision more intense. The laws of physics dictate how much I'm in control here. Boiling down to a science, all you have to do is figure out the force needed to get the right momentum. And then, logistically, it's only a game of geometry from there in terms of the angles you need to... She trailed off, quickly taking her hand off of the pool table, only realizing in that moment how caught up she'd been in her explanation. Embarrassed, she put her hands behind her back, clasping them together as she cleared her throat. Anyway, that's pool, but I guess I ruined our game. She gestured at the table, where she'd clearly tampered with the placement of the balls. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. She was more than a bit crestfallen that she'd ruined it. Almost afraid to look at Mia, she peeked out of the corner of her eyes. But instead of looking annoyed, or giving her the look she'd gotten in her youth of, you're a fucking weirdo, Mia had her chin propped in her hand, and her pink lips were curled into a small grin. You know, I really never thought of pool like that, but I guess it makes a lot of sense. And don't worry about the game. Mia waved her other hand toward the table. Clearly I was losing miserably, so you did me a favor. She let out a laugh that had Ellie laughing too, even though she didn't quite know why. Well, where I come from, loser buys drinks. Can I get you something? Mia tilted her head toward the bar, where Ellie noticed her seat was now empty. Even though Ellie knew she had plans to go back to her and Riley's apartment and keep working on getting ready for her thesis meeting, she found that she couldn't say no. She didn't want to. That was such a surprising first for her that she could only nod. Making their way to the bar, Mia looked up at Ellie. What's your poison tonight? I'll just take a Guinness draft. Two, please, Mia said to Megan, who had sidled over to her side of the bar when she must have seen them coming. Ellie slid into her seat as Megan placed their bottles in front of them, shooting Ellie an encouraging look that she didn't quite understand. She frowned at her bartender in question, only to have her attention immediately pulled back to Mia, as if magnetized to her. Funny thing, you were in the pub the first night I came in. I remember you sitting right here. We spoke, very briefly. Mia gestured at her stool as she adjusted in her seat, balancing her feet on the bar at the bottom of the stool and knocking their knees lightly together. Ellie felt herself flush, either from the contact or the comment, she didn't know. She took a sip, playing lightly with the label on her bottle. It's her seat, Megan supplied with a grin, before she turned to serve the people at the other end of the bar. Ellie huffed out a breath at her back, and she could feel Mia's amused eyes on her. I'm not like a lush or anything, She shook her head, feeling her curls bounce with emotion. Anyway, I think I remember that night you came in a few months ago with a group of people. She aimed for super casual, and she really, really hoped she achieved it. Dark brown eyes seemed to sparkle up at her in the slightly dimmed lighting of the pub. You remember that? Her fingers made a tear in the label. Yeah, sure. It's not every day that big groups of people wander in here. She totally lied. It wasn't every day, but Ellie would be hard-pressed to ever remember any other group of people. It makes an impression. By it, she meant you, but she didn't know how to say that and definitely didn't think she should. Huh. For observant people, I guess. Mia took a sip of her drink and leaned in a little closer, and a hint of a warm, citrusy scent hit Ellie as she froze with the enhanced proximity. She held Mia's gaze, though, entirely confused and enthralled in equal measure as Mia whispered.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?